This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's about 7:06 Tuesday morning. Thank you for listening. This part of the program is brought to you by IKEA. Oh. I know. Very exciting.
Try the meatballs.
Oh, my God. They're delicious. All kinds of good desserts and stuff, too.
Right.
Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have Wonder Woman Lasso of Truth ride passes. This is for Six Flags Discovery Kingdom, and Alice has your tickets. You get tickets into Six Flags, and you get to enjoy the Wonder Woman Lasso of Truth ride, which is very exciting. That's 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock. We'll have tickets for that. The 2017, IKEA, back to the meatballs. IKEA family members save 15% on all sofas May 24th through June 6th while supplies last. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details. So we're going to start with the death of Sir Roger Moore. Very sad. I hadn't heard anything out of his camp. And however, I mean, when's the last time you heard of him? Been forever.
Right.
He is, they call him here, one of the most popular actors to play James Bond. He died yesterday, this morning, I guess.
Well, for a generation,
sure.
My generation, he was James Bond until you thought to go back and have a look at Sean Connery and went, oh, that's how that's supposed to go.
Right.
And then, you know, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but he didn't seem quite as James Bondish. Once you saw Sean Connery, you were kind of like, oh,
Sean Connery did it pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He had battled cancer briefly, apparently. A short battle. 89 years old.
That's, my goodness, right. 89. It's a pretty good run.
It's a great run. His children released, his children's names are Deborah, Jeffrey, and Christian. And they were by his side in his final days. He took over the Bond character in 73's Live and Let Die, and then he did A View to a Kill in 1985. That was the last one that he did.
There were a bunch of good ones. Moonraker, The Spy Who Loved Me. Wait, is that him?
I honestly, I'm not sure who's attached to which one. But he did a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, and you're right. Definitely during, you know, from 73 to 85, those were our prime going to the movies years. He was a UNICEF ambassador for many years, and his children are saying that there will be a private funeral held in Monaco. Which I don't know if that means he moved to Monaco. Isn't Monaco supposed to be wonderful if you don't want to pay taxes?
Tax
Correct.
Shelter.
Yeah. But it's pretty expensive, right?
Sure.
Well, you have to stay there certain
six
amount
months
of months
of the year, yeah,
right.
At least, right. Or 6 months in a day or something. Which at 89, I'm sure he was like, I'll stay here all the days.
Right.
Not trying to go anywhere.
The place is tiny, too. Isn't it like 3 miles by 1 mile?
Oh, I don't know.
Tiny
about the size
little. Of it. The only reason I know anything about Monaco is because of Grace Kelly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Spy Who Loved Me. Yes, Vince.
Good. Mm-hmm.
The Spy Who Loved Me. Ariana Grande has indefinitely suspended her world tour in the wake of the terrorist bombing in England last night. Sources connected to her say she will not perform Thursday in London and has decided for now to put the entire European tour on hold. She was scheduled to perform in England, Belgium, Poland, Germany, and Switzerland. She tweeted after the horrific events last night, "Broken from the bottom of my heart, I am so sorry. I don't have words." Her people are saying she's inconsolable, in hysterics is the quote. One source said she's incapable of performing for anyone, and they're also deeply concerned about her security, obviously. And basically, you know, she said, just put everything on hold. The last thing I want to do is be out promoting a concert tour after this just happened at my concert.
Right.
So they say she will reevaluate the touring schedule when she's emotionally ready. I thought that this story was pretty interesting. The other day ago, we were talking about how the widow of Alan Thicke, not the mother of Robin's kids, but the woman he's been married to for the last 10 or so years, maybe more.
Second or third wife?
Yeah, I think third, actually. Because don't they have their half brother is Carter, and he's 19 or so, and he was the one who was with Alan Thicke when he passed away, I don't know, 2 months ago.
All right.
So we'd heard that this latest widow, this the woman who, you know, was his wife at the time of his death, had been given a pretty generous sounding settlement. She got a bunch of cash and she got to stay for the rest of her life at this ranch, which I guess is in Camarillo. And the kids, and I don't have both in it, Robin and Brennan Thicke say, oh, she's asking for more and she's threatened to go to the tabloids if we don't give it to her. And she had an ironclad prenup. So we'd heard their side of it. Her side is that the boys wanted to get into the pot business and use the ranch in Camarillo to grow weed.
Oh.
And she's basically saying, I don't want that. I live here and this is where I'm going to be living, and get your own place to grow weed. Because I believe that while she's allowed to live there the rest of her life, it's part of the overall estate. Like, I guess maybe once she dies, they can sell it and do whatever they want with it. But for now, it is her home. So just thought you might want to hear that side of it. She's saying they've been threatening me, and I don't want a pot. I don't want to live on a pot farm. So there you go.
Okay.
I don't know if they'll be able to take that to a judge and make that happen. But basically, she's it's a they said, she said.
Right.
Jack White has announced that
I love him.
I believe that we are gonna be friends. Is gonna be a children's book.
I hate that. As much as I love Jack White, and so much great music has come from him, one of the first things I think of is that quote from Noel Gallagher about him being Zorro on Donuts. You don't remember that quote?
I don't know this quote.
You know, every now and then you'll see a news story with Noel Gallagher, the guy, the English guy from Oasis. He's just got this cutting way of talking about people.
Right.
And one of his quotes about Jack White not being a very good alternative artist is that he's, I guess he's saying he's chubby and he's Zorro on donuts. So that just, I swear it comes into my head every time his name comes up, and I just think, oh man, Noel Gallagher, you and your
turn of a phrase.
There's actually articles about his quotes about Jack White, Kanye, Beyonce, these people. Like,
they're
fantastic. The 200 best quotes.
Oh my God, give me the 200
There's
best
at
quotes
least,
from Noel Gallagher.
The last time I read it, it was 12 of Noel's best quotes, but it was 12. They're just incredible.
Yeah.
He's just awful and has no...
And then there's another article, 101 things Noel Gallagher has been mad at.
Besides his brother.
Oh, one of the quotes is about him, too.
Oh, I'm sure it would have to be.
Anyway, Jack White.
Right.
Sorry.
So Jack White, when I think of him, I saw this special a couple years ago. And they had, I want to say it was like Jimmy Page and Joe Perry and like these people who are just known as great guitar players, and Jack White was one of them. And there weren't too many, so they were like, you know, these are like the elite. And these guys who'd been in the business forever, and they were just, you know, kind of like, you know, still sort of geeks about music, and they were into it. And Jack White just seemed like the biggest douchebag. Like, he just wasn't friendly, and he was so full of himself. And I just thought, oh man, you shouldn't have done this, because I still love his music, but I was like bummed out at him. And then I think the next thing I heard after that is the fight he's in with the guy from the Black Keys. Like, they hate each other, and Jack White's always saying mean things about their kids go to the same school.
Yeah.
And so they're in some kind of stupid feud. I'm like, oh my God. Anyway, though, also his teeth are really small. Ever noticed
Jack White's teeth are?
He's got, yeah, pull up a picture. Just look at Jack White's teeth.
I've never noticed.
I've never
that,
seen
no.
him smile.
He's got these weird. Well, it's rare, so maybe you don't notice it.
That's why. Is
he's
that
got,
why?
Like, his gums come down really far over his teeth. Like, only little nubs of teeth come out. Anyway, All that said, you got to love him. And oh, did you pull out a picture of his teeth? Yeah, they're like really, they're like half teeth. They're weird. He's got a book coming out called We're Gonna Be Friends. It's out November 7th. It's illustrated by the guy who did Ren and Stimpy and Pee-wee's Playhouse. Her name is Eleanor Blake, and it follows the adventures of the song's protagonists, Susie Lee and her friend. The book comes with a download of the song, and along with a cover version. I guess you get a couple downloads because there's a cover version by April March, who is the illustrator. It's another name that she uses. So here's the cover of it. We're going to be friends.
I like it.
November 7th. You can get it for your daughter's birthday.
I tell her all the time, we make friends wherever we go. So she try to get her in that. I don't want her to make friends with bad people, but, sure. You know, as she's makes new friend kid friends, I want her to be the sort of open, friendly person and mm-hmm. not that person who's all, meh.
I got all my friends.
Yeah.
Who are you? Plenty of people like that out there, huh?
Oh, they really are small teeth and giant gums. That is unfortunate.
I know.
It's on the picture here. Is that the...
Well, that's the one that reminded me of it. Every time you see a picture of his teeth showing, they're like half teeth.
Zorro on donuts.
I know.
Who would have ever thought? But there he is.
There. I like him better with the long hair and the hat and stuff. He looks all clean cut there. I like the Zorro. I like the long-haired Zorro look. So Harvard, smart people go there. You know.
Oh, the school.
The
okay.
School. Yeah.
We had a park called Harvard Park by my house, so I wasn't sure.
Oh, no, it's not. Is that where the treehouse is, where everything went down?
No. Oh. That is, Harvard Park is I don't even know where the scar is, where I cut my wrist open.
Oh, my God.
I've shown you that scar.
I know, but I don't remember how you cut your wrist open.
We had a little fort.
Yeah.
Under this bridge in Harvard Park in Irvine, California. And we one day decided to fill it with bottles and shoot our BB guns at it and broke all the bottles to smithereens inside the fort.
Oh, my God. You guys were so smart.
Then we realized our fort was ruined.
Because it was filled with glass.
With glass. So then we decided to tear it down. So I went running at one of the walls.
Oh,
you know,
God.
To run through a wall.
You really are the king of decisions.
And broke the thing down and flopped straight onto all the glass. And one of them just right into my wrist.
Mm. Did you leave it in there or did you pull it out?
I pulled it right out. Oh, yeah. And then it was like 13 stitches. And it actually, you know that, those two veiny things that run down. What is that? What are those?
You mean the little tendons?
Yeah, the tendons.
Yeah.
They actually rolled to the side and didn't get cut, luckily, because the doctor was like, dude,
you see your hand.
Right.
What did your mom and dad say about that?
Well, we had to walk back to Harvard Park, the proper, where we found an adult. And then I was like, And the adult said, let me drive you to your parents. And I was so cool and so together.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dumb mom. And then I start bawling. And then Jason Sisko runs for it because now I'm crying. Like a baby.
It is true. You hold it together until your comfort person is there.
It's true.
And then we went to the ER and I got a bunch of stitches.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you
Harvard.
Were saved.
The school.
Yes.
Not Harvard
totally
Park.
Different.
Right.
But that's, you know. Nice
sorry.
To know the name of the park or that. No, don't be.
That's what I thought of.
So there's a student at Harvard University. He's a 20-year-old named Obasi Shah. And he broke new ground for the first time in the college's 381-year history.
Obasi Shah did.
Obasi Shah. A thesis was submitted in rap album form.
Okay.
So the kid is, I think he's going off to be a computer scientist somewhere. So I thought, oh, well, this must be all about, you know, a big rap about computers or something. But no. Here it is. He plans to move on to a Seattle-based internship in software engineering. But his thesis is titled Liminal Minds, and he says the album combines elements of Middle English poetry with issues of racial identity in America. African Americans are free, but the effects of slavery still exist. Each song is an exploration of that state between slavery and freedom. Rap is a genre in which I can say everything I want to say. I've been writing in different capacities, but I never felt that I found my art form until I started rapping. So this is the kid's final thesis. I don't know what he's getting for a grade on it, but it's a 10-track album.
It got released.
Well, it got released to the thesis board. I don't know how the thesis thing works.
But you have it.
We have it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can, and here's what it sounds like.
Well, and there it is. I mean, the movie Get Out. Well, remember the movie Get Out? As we were saying, it really does make white people look bad, as you know.
Yeah.
No surprise there that.
Anyway, that kid's name is Obasi Shah, and he submitted his rap album as a thesis. So do with that whatever you will. The Bachelorette started last night.
Did you love it?
I didn't watch it because
you watched the Warriors.
No, I did. Oh. I went to bed at 7:30 like a good girl. That's my bedtime, and that's when I go. So I'll watch if I get a chance. I'll watch it today. The problem with the Bachelorette and the Bachelor is, and maybe they'll change it this year. That would be so great. They're 2 hours long, so it's hard to even watch in one sitting. Even if you do wait till
the next day.
Is
this the episode where the boys walk out of the limo and greet her?
It is, Vinny.
Okay.
And so I was, as I was reading a little bit about some of the guys that she had met last night.
And they do stunts or try to make an
impression.
They try
to make the first impression.
Walk out of the limo on their hands or something goofy.
Whatever stupid human trick they are capable of, they'll do it. Or they try to, you know, make a funny joke. Everybody wants that first impression rose, which is given out the first night.
Right.
Oh, this is the person that I'm most into at this moment. And, you know, people have done everything from riding up on horses to, you know, doing flips where they actually wind up belly flopping right in front of the person.
Singing.
Oh, all the stuff. So there's, I don't know if this guy wound up getting like a first impression rose or anything, but there's a guy named Lucas Waboom. And I guess this is his thing. Waboom. He was the last of the suitors to get out of the limo.
Waboom.
Waboom. And they say that he's all about Waboom. The phrase is on his shirt, out of his mouth, and I guess that's all he had a Waboom shirt on. His name is Lucas. His last name probably isn't Waboom.
Oh, it's not.
Probably not.
It's probably not. Do you want to hear how he says it?
Yeah, let's hear this.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would be like, get back in a limo.
That's right, exactly.
You have no shot.
I have him talking about the catchphrase, and he's explaining.
So this is before he meets her?
I think so, and okay. I also have the clip where he meets
her. Yeah,
let's hear
the whole.
Okay, here's him talking about the catchphrase.
Is he a white guy?
Yes.
That figures.
Yuck.
Was that his actual meeting of her?
No, that's him talking to the camera.
Did he say Waboom to her when he met her?
He does, after he meets her and they have a little conversation. Do you want to
watch
the whole thing?
I mean, how long could it possibly be?
Just about a minute and some.
Goodness. Yeah, maybe
you should jump ahead. The Bachelorette, everyone.
So this guy's a local. He's a Woodside dude.
I'm so embarrassed.
For his whole family.
Right.
We're sorry. We're sorry, Woodside. Everyone listening in Woodside right now. Okay. He's got
was
a caricature
supposed to be him on
of
his
himself.
Shirt?
I guess so.
Oh, you're out.
Oh
that
my
just,
god,
he's out. Right,
he
right then.
He shakes his whole head around like a dog
They're
shaking off out of the
keep
water.
Him for ratings for a little bit, right?
Yeah. You know what? Sometimes people are too annoying.
This show sounds incredible. I'm shocked we all don't watch it.
Lucas, stop trying to make Waboom happen. It's not going to.
Yeah,
happen.
Waboom is not going to happen.
Yeah.
So what did he move to Santa Monica? He wants to be like a Waboom actor.
I don't
or something,
know. He. In his bio, it says, what does he do for a living? Waboom. He does, like, logoing and all kinds of stuff with Waboom.
Oh.
Trying to make Waboom happen.
Sometimes people do try to make things happen, you know. Good luck.
Right, but it doesn't have a... I mean, that's noisy, and he's really throwing himself into it, but there's... Like, even the Get Her Done guy, there's a whole, like, rap to the Get Her Done. Like, you know?
Right.
Like, Get Her Done.
Well, that guy was able to make that happen. This Waboom thing, I don't really.
$200 million in, at least.
Yeah. Plus, the way he's shaking his head, I'm like, God, I'd have the worst headache if I did that.
He'd probably spit all over her, too.
I know. So Rachel went on Jimmy Kimmel last night right afterward, and she is saying she's engaged. They usually don't say how everything came out.
Wait a minute.
They just stopped filming 10 days ago, and they finished all the filming, and she's saying, yeah, I found love. Come on the journey with me. Yeah.
I'm spoiler engaged. Alert!
It's not really a spoiler. It'll still come down to the last two people. They all get engaged at the end. I mean, that's not that much of a spoiler. But she's like, yeah, I'm in love. This is great. Finished up 10 days ago, and I got to wait 3 months now to see him.
I have this vision in my head of a blonde lady and a brunette dude that live in Colorado, but I think they're the...
Yeah,
they're
Trista
like the couple
and
that did
Ryan.
It. They did it. They married, and they're still married,
they
right?
They did. She was the first ever bachelorette. And they got married. They have a couple kids. And
I want to say I saw that on like the grocery store.
Yeah,
the picture that I'm seeing in my head. But.
And I think it's been like 10 years. They've been together a long time. Now.
So they're the only ones, though.
Well, there are still some people who are together and married, and there's even some babies. But I think they say the percentage is something like 6%, and that included the people who were currently together.
Oh, I don't know about the percentage part.
Yeah, it's low. It's not. You know, it is a TV show. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Flea market buy turns out to be the lottery.
I love these stories. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. A couple of texts, 800-400-3697. The Wah Boom Guys, a professional reality show guy. He's got an IMDb page, apparently.
I was trying to look it up, but I didn't see it.
Did you see that text where someone goes, his name is, and they're like, yeah. I went to school with that kid.
Yep. Yeah.
630. Says that he is from, 530. He is from Woodside. Mm-hmm. So people here locally have been hearing him screaming that for quite some time, apparently. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Lovely. Here's what's happening. Today's weather, we're looking at San Francisco 66, Oakland 73, San Jose 83. Mostly cloudy today, and it's going to cool off as the week progresses. And the Warriors won last night, completing the sweep of the Spurs and moving on to the finals. Mm. They'll be representing the Western Conference in the finals as the Cavs and Celtics are still playing for the Eastern Conference slot. Mm. Okay, on to the bad news. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the suicide attack at the Ariana Grande show in England that left 22 people dead and sent young concertgoers fleeing. They're calling it a nail bomb. They say the kids were still wearing the pop star's trademark kitten ears and holding pink balloons as they ran for their lives.
They're just little kids.
Teenage screams filled the Manchester Arena just after the explosion Monday night. And then everyone ran for their lives. It appears the body count is at 22. And some of those are little kids. And 59 now, it looks like, were injured after the man detonated. Again, it's called a nail bomb. They have also arrested a second suspect. And as I was reading this morning some of the stuff, this would have been difficult to pull off, they say. It's not. That's why some of these cats end up just driving a car into something.
Right.
Or in some cases, they've used a machete or whatever. It's because what they realize is people are monitoring the stuff you need to make a bomb.
Right. So if you buy all these things...
And often these places online where you're doing all this stuff, those are also filled with, for lack of a better word, narcs or people looking to bust you.
Right.
So this person did have help. They've arrested a second person. I don't have any more on that other than Salam Ramadan Abedi, 22.
They're still calling it a suicide bomb, though, so somebody did wear this bomb to the outside of the This was outside the arena. They didn't make it past security, or they're just outside as people were picking
up. They called it the rotunda in between the transit and the arena.
Okay.
So some kind of space between. Monday night in the rotunda at Manchester Arena. Anyway, the bust means that this person was not, as they call it, a lone wolf. So there's that. And that's the latest. On to something else.
Okay.
A woman in London, England paid $15 for costume jewelry ring at a flea market about 30 years ago. She liked how it looked, and she wore it all the time.
Okay.
Costume jewelry. That makes me think of Mrs. Roper from Three's Company.
She would always have those big chunky...
The plastic.
Right.
Yeah. Different colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big, goofy costume jewelry. Earlier this year, a jeweler saw it and told her she should have that appraised because it looks real.
Mm.
So she said, huh, what?
I've been knocking this thing around for years.
30 years, to be exact. So she took it to Sotheby's, and they checked it out, and it turned out to be an actual diamond ring.
Oh. In the size of a...
The costume jewelry that she'd been wearing for 30 years turned out to be a 26.67-carat diamond ring worth $450,000.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, she's selling that mother bleeper immediately.
Yeah. Holy cow. How big is it? I mean,
well,
geez, I'm going to weigh your hand down.
I don't know if you could pull it up, but I see the picture, but it's just the picture of the diamond, so I can't see anything, how big it is or anything.
So they pulled it right out of the setting? And
if it's not in context, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's just a big
blob.
Right.
Well, anyone who's ever looked at diamonds, you've got color, clarity, and all these other measures, but 26 carats is gigantic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What did you say yours is?
Almost two?
Yeah, it's almost two.
That's a good-sized diamond.
Like, and you're ready for more, but...
Sure.
Sure, it's not big enough.
Let's get you all encrusted.
Honey's in the garage right now like, what are you talking about?
When are you coming home? I'm waiting on you.
Gave him one job today.
What's the job?
I wanted him to clean the floors.
Oh.
The kitchen floors and
Honey's
the
not
wood
working
floors.
These days, and so his job is to get that floor cleaned.
Yeah,
you use a Swiffer.
We have this. I don't know this thing that Carpeteria gave us when we got our floors done, especially for the wood floors.
Oh,
and then he'll clean up the other tile floors.
Nice.
Remember, he does that. Mock.
Yeah, he was able to find the picture of just the diamond, and
yeah,
you can't tell.
It's
lovely.
Yeah,
it's got many different.
Yeah, lots of facets. It's sort of oval cut.
Yeah, is that a cushion cut?
I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so hard to tell. But good for her. $430,000.
Auctioned off on June 7th.
And who knows what she'll get for, right? They value it at $450,000, and someone might go, I'll give you $1 million for that.
Well, the latest update at my house is I think they're going to the Bay Club to swim today, but recruiters have been after her like crazy. I think she's going to end up back at work in no time.
Oh.
Which is fine. Whatever she wants to do is fine by me, but it's she just can't not do it. Salesforce has been all over her, and that's like one of the companies she's works with.
Sure.
So, you guys
maybe she'll have to work in the building here, and then you guys will have to move
closer.
I don't know any of that.
Woo! Oh my God, Vinny.
Don't.
You can skateboard.
This is why people don't share stuff with you. Because you get carried away. I'm just telling you that
for you.
It was one of those weird things where her phone rang and she goes, oh, it's the recruiter from Salesforce. I got to go. And I was like, okay. She had to go do a thing. And I went, all right.
I got to go.
Very exciting.
Watch this for a minute.
Yeah.
That is exciting.
I told him he could stay out of work for... I said, you could start looking for work after our trip next month.
Oh,
where's
your
trip?
Husband?
Our work family trip we're doing next month.
Oh, and then he can start.
Then he could start.
Yeah, you're going to need him that week.
Yeah.
It's busy.
Good for you.
Mm. And let him take a break. And it's nice to have an end date on it because then you can enjoy.
Years. So yeah. Why not have a little rest?
Right.
And then you hit that pavement, boy.
How old is Johnny B?
I think he's going to be 58.
Oh, come on.
50. I I'm bad at numbers. 58 or 59 this year. But there is a headhunter that specializes in his business that we're talking to.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's great.
That is great.
Mm. Yep.
And nice that his lady says he can wait
his
until
wife.
After.
Just relax.
Sorry, his wife says he can relax. Mm-hmm. Don't look for work until after I'm done with you at my event.
Until I have him do every little thing
you
in the house.
You do get
that I
very
need.
Used to having someone there. It's yeah. great. I leave list on the chalkboard. I'm like,
well, it's worked out great for you for sure.
Yeah.
You're going 20 something years strong on that.
Yeah.
How about a fast fact?
Sorry. Go ahead.
Fast fact.
Where's our dude?
I don't know where he went. He got up and left. Maybe he had to pee.
Chevy Chase played in a band in college with Walter Becker and Donald Fagen. Do you know who that is?
From Steely Dan.
It is Steely Dan.
That's incredible.
Chevy Chase was in a band with the dudes who went on to form Steely Dan.
Does he play an instrument? Or
I don't know what he does.
How strange.
He must play something, right?
Maybe he sings.
Yeah. Maybe. That's very funny.
Ladybugs.
I love them.
Are the most promiscuous insects.
Oh.
And they have the highest STD rates.
Oh.
Ladybugs.
What kind of STDs do they get?
I don't. Really?
Like a herpes on a ladybug would be quite a thing. I love when a ladybug lands on me. I'm always like, oh, I feel lucky.
Chevy
Chase. Sing the little rhyme and you send her on her way, make a wish.
Mm-hmm. Played the drums.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he was hard to work with or just not a good drummer.
Well, he did kind of go on to have some great success outside of the music industry. I could see why he might say, boys, I'm gonna
go do this comedy thing.
SNL phone calls, important.
Their band was called The Leather Carney. The Leather Canary.
Close.
All Leather right. Canary. Huh. Oh, okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 408 says, that's someone trying to pull a Ryan Lochte with the stupid catchphrase.
Right. The dumbest catchphrase I've ever heard.
Wah-boom. 209 says, Waboon's already happened. He's already being talked about all over the country.
Yeah,
but it doesn't... It's
That doesn't make him happen.
It's just associated to the dude from the dating game.
Right.
What's that? How's that go anywhere?
I don't know.
Were
people like Woodside people? Because that's where he's from. Were people super aggravated by this guy, or is he generally known as a nice guy?
I was reading some tweets, and people seem to be a little aggro about him, how annoying he is. But most people agreed that it's for the show, for the ratings.
I would think that he might be charming and fun, and he's turning it on high for the camera, but it's... That whole head shake, scream thing, she had to go, okay, that's one too far. That.
Can we not play
It would have been
anymore?
So much better, I swear to God. I know she's trying to be nice and, you know, meet all these guys for the first time, but I'm telling you, that would have been, like, I'm not dating a dude who's ever done that.
Yeah. Right.
And so the limo is still there. Let's go ahead and put you back in there. I'm going to go ahead and say goodnight to you right now.
Right.
Right. Take your bullhorn.
And get the out of here.
Beat it.
Take your horn and
get out.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I've got a little bit about how you can help people who are affected by the Manchester bombing. We did have a death today. And then things that people are trying to make happen. How about that? And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.